Number three picks his way through, tries to stand his feet, crosses the 20 up to about the 21-yard line. That was Tarbox. And up off the bottom of the pile, number 66, and that was Yankee. So third down here, coming up third and four from the Regis 21.
Yankee on the tackle along with Dylan Berger.
Regis now comes to the line. Brommer now under center. Got that wishbone backfield. And it's going to be straight ahead we go. And that is going to be number three. That's Tarbox. He'll have enough for the first down up to the 40, or to check that, the 37-yard line, first and 10 for Regis. Listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Football on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH. End of the first quarter, 15-0 Regis.
Let's be honest. Garage sales or Craigslist ads are geared towards getting rid of items that are not so important anymore. But when it's something treasured or the selling of a farm or business, you need something more profitable. Cyforth Auction Services of Mondovi specializes in farm equipment sales, estate sales, dairy, and collectible sales. Sellers with online auctions, Cyforth Auction will come to your home to list your items. And buyers, never miss an auction. Download the auction app at SeyforthAuction.com. Cyforth Auction Services, Mondovi.
Welcome back to Carson Park as we get ready for the second quarter. Regis leading 15-0, and they have a first and 10 at their own 37. Again, we have not seen Jackson Weiss in at either offense or defense. We do not know his current status, by the way. And it's going to be a handoff. And that is number 21. That's right out. He gets stopped right away this time. And maybe a yard on the play. And looks like that was Nyaki on the stop for, and Biesterveld as well for the Panthers.
One.
So Regis now comes to the line. Second down and nine from the 38.
Second and nine from the 38.
Bremer under center now hands it off. And that is going to be Tarbox, little guy. Or check that. I think that was
Braxton Tarbox. The ball
here. Tarbox with the carry. And he crosses the 45 up to the 46. And so third and one.
Shaw's on the tackle.
And it's they have those three backs so close to the line. It's hard to even see which one's getting the ball. And so this time they come up. Third and one for the Ramblers. And again, at this time, it's a quarterback sneak, and he's going to have enough for the first down. They had him in the backfield, but he was able to get away. Finally, a run out of bounds by number 51, Klaus. But it was still enough for the first down, up to the 40, or make it midfield. And so it will be first and 10 for the Ramblers.
First
15-0 Regis leads, 10:40 remaining in the second quarter. Brommer brings him up to the line now under center. Again, the wishbone backfield there. Man goes in motion, and it's going to be a pitch that's over to right out. Trying to go to the left side, gets the corner, and crosses the 45 down to the 44-yard line. And in on the stop, number 66, and that is Cooper Yankee with the stop. Gain up to the Panther 44-yard line.
Game of six.
Second down and four for the Ramblers. In the second quarter, Ramblers going from left to right, Regis, Durand, Arkansas, right to left. All right, Regis to the line, far hash. Again, the three backs in the backfield, everybody in tight. And this time it's going to be, looks like number 17. Or check they up, Tarbox with the carry. And he'll be up to the 40-yard line. That should be enough for the first down. And it is. And on the stop, Beastervelt for the Panthers. And so clock continuing to run here. Down to 9:44 remaining. First and 10 for the Ramblers at the 40. Brommer under center now. Brommer hands it off to Tarbox again. Round the horn we go. He gets around the corner, and he's off to the races. And check that. That's number 20. And that is Helland, Nick Helland, with the big carry all the way down to the Panther 10. Well, they'll move it back to the 12 officially, so that's it'll be first and 10 from the Panther 12.
Nick Helland, the ball carrier.
Nope, make it the 11 now, all right. First and 10 from the Panther 11. As Regis now comes to the line. Brahman under center. Waits for the snap. Man goes in motion. And it's going to be handoff to Tarbox again. And he's in, touchdown. Straight ahead he goes, touchdown Regis. So it makes 21-0 now Regis with 8:58 remaining. And they'll go for the extra point.
Joey Brommer holding.
And ball down, kick is on the way, and the kick is good. With 8:58 remaining in the first half, 22-0, Regis. Thank you to Alcivia, leading member-owned agriculture fuel cooperative serving Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Farmers find out about Alcivia's farmer pickup program for the upcoming corn and soybean harvest. Visit alcivia.com for more information on that. Also, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transports. Drain Improvement Group. Many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events throughout the year. Visit drainimprovementgroup.org for more information. And Ryan's Sports Shop. Yep, it's fall hunting season and also fall fishing season. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your hunting and fishing needs. Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and all outdoor activities fun since 2006. Anabas Silo, now featuring lawn and garden equipment for Matoro and Husqvarna, along with small engine repair for your lawn and garden equipment. The Paul Slusher Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. And Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or maybe repair for your current home. Call Chris at 672-8224, 672-8224. For Bauer Plumbing and Septic. 22-0 Regis, and here's the kick. And taken at the 8 is Kroleski to the 15 to the 20 on the far side, and that's where he will be brought down. So the Panthers will start first and 10 at the 20. And again, Regis leading 22-0. And we got another stop here. Not sure what they're, the officials are talking about, but oh, we have an official that is potentially injured. He's limping. But he says, no, I can stay in. All right, first and 10 for the Panthers. Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation. And Brightung hands it off. No, he keeps it himself, throw it, it's caught. And that is Kurleski gets to the 30, or he's going to be out of bounds. And stopped by number 7, and that's going to be Labor. He'll be short of the first down at the 28-yard line. Second down and 2.
On a reception from Brydon.
Again, we have no word on the status of Jackson Weiss. If there was some type of injury or why we have not seen him back in the game. Single wide receiver left and right in Hagness and Kurleski. Mack is a wing back on the right. And play action. Brightung in trouble. Oh, he was trying to get it to Mack, incomplete, 3rd and 2.
Landon
Sunwing
with the pressure on the quarterback.
7:59 remaining here in the second quarter, 22-0 Regis. So, two wide receivers here on the near side now.
3rd and 2 for the Panthers at the 28.
Man goes in motion. And it's going to be a handoff this time to Sabelko. Gets hit right away, blowing up that play, number 5, and that was Brody Sturm. And so it will be 4th down for the Panthers. Gain of 1 on the play. Well, okay, so 4th and 1. I just wonder if at this point coach is just going to say we're going for it. And that's exactly what's happening. Panthers are going to say we're just going for it. Yep, Panthers will go for it. So two wide receivers now on the right. And now we get a flag down.
Penalty flag on the play.
And illegal motion against the Panthers, a false start. So a free fiver for Regis. Now we will. Now I'm sure they will punt it. Yep, now they'll punt it. All right, so Brydung now back in to kick it away. Coming up during our Ansane Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show, we're going to find out about homecoming coming up next week. Mrs. Shade will be joining us in our interview segment. Good snap. Here comes the rush. Ooh, they nearly got it. And it's going to be caught at the 50. And down to the 41-yard line. And that was Cisco with the return. And so 1st and 10 for Regis. Again, with 7:12 remaining here in the first half, 22-0 Regis. Again, though, we're going to find out about all the different homecoming activities. It all starts on Sunday with the 5K. And so we'll have Mrs. Shade in with us during halftime, our Security Financial Bank at Ansane Associates halftime show. All right, 1st and 10 now for the Ramblers. And now we're going to, oh, we have a quarterback change already. Number 10 is in and out of the shotgun now. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left, back to pass. And he steps up and runs away, and he fumbles the ball, loose ball, still a loose ball. Panthers come up with it. That was DJ Cooper, the quarterback who fumbles it. Panthers come up with it. And with the recovery is Gilbertson. So 1st and 10 now for the Panthers after the fumble recovery at the 38-yard line. So Panthers now to the line. 2 wide receivers here on the near side. As Brydung now waiting for the snap. Oh, a little early was Garrett Biesterveld. That's a free fiver for Regis. So make it 1st and 15. from the 33.
First and 15 after the penalty from the Panthers 33.
So, Panthers to the line. Breidung now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation. Handoff is to Sabelko. Sabelko goes to the right side, gets up to the 35, and that's where he'll be brought down. And I think it was McCoy in on the stop, one of those off the bottom of the pile. Second down, and we'll call it 13. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation. Back to passes, Breidung. Breidung slant in. Caught. And it's going to be up to the 40-yard line. Caught right away by Alex Hagness, but he's brought down at the 41. And so big third down coming up. White in on the stop for Regis. Approaching the six-minute mark of this second quarter, 22-0 Regis. Again, our Security Financial Bank and Ensign Associates halftime show coming up. Again, we will be chatting with Mrs. Shade about homecoming. That's starting on Saturday or Sunday, rather, running all week. And so Breidung now waiting for the snap. And Mac goes in motion. Breidung, play action. Here comes the rush. Caught, though, by Sabelko. Wow, what a nice hit. Number 85, and that was Tyler Gehling. Fourth down coming up as Sabelko makes the catch, but up at the 44-yard line, or 43-yard line, fourth down. And we're going to call it four. And I think the Panthers are going to punt this time.
Cisco back deep to receive the
punt. So Cisco back deep once again. And here comes the rush, and it's a fake. And Breidung's going to keep it himself. Stays on his feet. He falls forward on the far side. Is that going to be enough? It is. First down, Panthers on the fake punt. So the Panthers keep the ball from the 49-yard line.
Gain of six on the play. First and 10 for the Panthers at their own 49.
All right, so Panthers now to the line. Hagness is looking like he's limping now. As Breidung now waiting for the snap. Breidung back to pass. Looking over the middle. Oh, intended for Mack, and he couldn't hang on. Second and 10. So second and 10, clock down to 4:26 remaining in our second quarter, and 22-0 Regis. So Panthers now come up to the line. Say, for those of you watching, is it just me, or does Alex Hagness look like he's out there with a bit of a limp? And it's handoff to Sabelko. Sabelko tries to pick his way through, tries to do a spin move, but is still brought down at the 50-yard line. Third and 9 coming up. As Panthers working from the far hash.
Gain of 1. Third and 9 to the Panthers at midfield.
And so now Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. And back to passes, Breidung. Looking. Throws it. Intercepted back the other way. And the second interception. And with the interception, number 34. And that was Tucker Duran with the interception. So the Regis will take over at the Panther 47-yard line, leading 22-0. And it looks like this time the starters are back in for Regis now. Yep, and so the starters come back in now. Brommer will be under center. We'll go back to that offense that they had. And here we go. And that's handing it off is number 17, or check that, number 20. And that is Helland. And he gets down to the 34-yard line. And Kurleski in on the stop, but it's enough for a first down. While we had the second string offense in on that last possession, and now the starters are all back in for Regis. As Brommer now brings them to the line with that wishbone backfield. Everybody in tight. That's going to be off to number 22, and that is Whiteside. He crosses the 30 down to the 29. And in on the stop for the Panthers was Kurleski.
Miles Kurleski on the tackle for the Panthers. Along
clock down to 3 minutes remaining here in the half. That's first and 10 now. And it's going to be a handoff straight ahead we go. Breaking one tackle, breaking another tackle, and that's number three. That's Charbox. Carries everybody down to the 21 and up for another Regis first down. Yankee in on the stop, and so now first and 10 from the Panther 21. 22-0 Regis, clock running down to 2:35. And the snap is going to be handed off to Whiteside, going around the left side. Tries to cut up field, falls forward, and he'll be down to the 15-yard line. Looks like Yaki was one of those on the bottom of the pile for the Panthers. And so it will be a second down now, and we'll call it four, gain of six, 2 minutes remaining in the half.
Second and four for the Ramblers at the Panther.
And so now, Brommer with the snap, straight ahead we go. And as Tarbox, he gets down to the five.
Jody Tarbox with a carry.
Hagnison on the stop. And so now first and goal for Regis from the Panthers six. So we're approaching the 1.5 minute mark. In the remaining in the half, Regis threatening again. Brommer waiting for the snap. And it's a fumble on the snap, but he keeps it himself. He'll lose yardage. And back to the 9 yard line. And so with that stop number 51, and that was Devin Glaus, one of those to get. And Kurleski as well. And it'll be lost back to the 8. Second down and goal now from the 8. Minute remaining. Regis has all three timeouts remaining. Brommer now waiting for the snap. And this is handed off now to Rideout. Rideout tries to push the pile forward. Gets crosses the 5 down to about the 1. Timeout Regis with 40 seconds remaining. Third and goal from the 1. And so coming up, we have our Ansane Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up, and we will have an interview with Mrs. Haley Shade. So she's in charge of homecoming activities at Durand, Arkansas School and High School, and also Katie Woodlawn as well. They're getting to be part of this as well. And everything getting underway on Sunday with the 5K. And so we're going to find out about some of the activities going on for this coming week with homecoming. So that's coming up during our Security Financial Bank and Ansay & Associates halftime show. All right, so third down and goal now with 40 seconds remaining from the Panther 2.
Second and goal for the Ramblers.
No, oh, okay, it's second and goal, all right. And handoff straight ahead, does not get it. And that was Tarbox, but he does not get it. Third and goal on the dive. And timeout Regis with 28 seconds remaining. Thank you to Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics. Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center for all of your car care needs. Riverside Plaza, located at Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Thrivent Financial, Durand. Your Thrivent Financial advisors are Tracy Fairweather and Carrie Scott. 114 West Main Street in Durand. Thrivent Financial, a strong and stable partner by your side. Find out more, visit thrivent.com. And Alex's Pizza, open Tuesday through Sunday nights. They also feature that wonderful lunch buffet every Wednesday at Alex's Pizza downtown Durand. I'll take a thin crust there, Herb, with sausage, pepperoni, and onions, please. Thin crust, though. Thank you very much.
Fourth and goal for the Ramblers.
All right, so it is. I thought that was third down. It is fourth and goal. I thought it was they were down on the wrong. They were wrong on the downs, but it's going to be in for the touchdown anyway. And so, touchdown Regis. Looks like that might have been Tarbox with the carry, and Regis now leads 28-0 with 23 seconds remaining here in this first half.
The extra point.
So they'll try the extra point now. And here's the ball down. Kick is on the way. It's blocked. Oh, now we get a flag.
Penalty flag on the play. Holding on the offense.
Holding. So it's
holding penalty offense.
I think it's declined, yep, because the extra point was no good. It's like, well, why have him try it again? So 28-0. Regis leads with 23 seconds remaining here in our first half. Again, coming up, we have the Yancey and Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show. And we will talk with Mrs. Haley Shade from Durand, Arkansas School District. She's in charge of all of the different homecoming activities. Got a chance to talk with Mrs. Shade on Wednesday night, just after the school board meeting. Tough first half here for the Panthers. It's Regis leading here 28-0 again. Early in that first quarter, just before our weather delay, we stopped seeing Jackson Weiss out either on the offense or defense. We have not received an update. I've tried to see if he's sitting on the bench with an injury or what. I've not been able to see him on the Panthers' sideline, but we have not seen Jackson Weiss in since early first quarter. So Mack and Kraleski back deep now. They'll kick it from the near hash this time. And it's going to be a line drive to Mack. Mack at the 10 to the 15. He's going to try to bounce it to the outside. Gets to the 20. To the 25 and up to the 29, and that's where the Panthers will take over with 15 seconds remaining. So first and 10 now for the Panthers at their own 29.
Ethan Mack on the return.
Let's see what the Panthers try to do here, if they're going to try to just air one out. Again, though, I see Alex Hagness limping. So, Bryden now waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion in Mack, and they're just going to hand it off. And that's Sabelko. Straight ahead he goes. He gets up to the 40, up to the 41-yard line. 8 seconds remaining. And do we get a timeout from the Panthers, or are they just going to let her run? Nope. They're just going to let her run. 6 seconds, so that'll be the last play of the half. As we're at halftime, 28-2-0.
Back into the first half with a score of
Regis Leeds, and you're listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys Football here on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and Ansay & Associates Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand. River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by Ansay & Associates, your local auto owner's insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand. Welcome back to the Ansay & Associates and the Security Financial Bank Halftime Show, being brought to you by Ansay & Associates, your auto owner's agent, downtown Durand, and also Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Halftime of this evening's Durand, Arkansas, Eau Claire Regis boys football game. Joining us right now, Mrs. Shade, and she is in charge of homecoming, which is next week, by the way. And we're going to find out about some of the stuff going on with homecoming. And Mrs. Shade, again, thank you for joining us this morning. Okay, I guess what? Stuff starts on Sunday?
It does. We are kicking homecoming off with the Panther Pride 5K. This is the second year we're doing that. Provisions Health is sponsoring us this year, so they're covering the cost of shirts, prizes, the food served after. Right now we have over 130 people registered, but we would welcome more. So if anyone else would like to sign up, you can come, wear your Panther gear, and go on a walk or a run with us.
Wow, 130 people, that's going to be a big 5K.
I know, I'm excited about it. The numbers are up from last year, which was the goal, so hopefully we can just make it a big community event here going forward. So,
Meanwhile, for the community as well, yourself and the homecoming committee are asking area businesses to take part throughout the week.
Yes, we would love to see them paint the town, as we've called it, paint their windows, update their signs, anything that casts Panther Pride. Our theme this year is board games, so if they want to play along with that, that would be super fun to see. So any businesses out there, if you want to get creative, please do for us.
Talking with Mrs. Haley Shade, she's in charge of homecoming activities here at Durand, Arkansas High School, as homecoming is coming up here next Friday, 1 week from this Friday, next Friday, and along with the activities for even the community, you got a lot of things planned for the students, and really not only the high school, middle school, but also Caddy Woodlawn too, right?
Yes, our Panther mascot will be welcoming the students to Caddy on Friday morning of homecoming week. We'll have some of our athletes up there to welcome the kids to, and we will hand them out some treat bags in lieu of parade candy this year. We also have Caddy jumping on with some dress-up days, and middle and high school share the same dress-up days as each other, so that should be a fun time.
So now, what are the dress-up days for the kids?
We have... in the middle high school anyways, we have Adam Sandler Day. That's lazy outfits, funny unmatched outfits. Wild Wild West, Decade Day, Dress Like a Teacher Day, and Panther School Spirit Day.
Again, talking with Mrs. Haley Shade, she's in charge of all the different homecoming activities. Of course, the night of the football game, we're going to have a lot of stuff at halftime, right?
We do. Kick it off with Mr. Smits leading the band showcase. And then after that, we will do the homecoming coronation. We have 7 girls and 7 boys on homecoming court this year. It's a really great group of kids. So we'll see who gets voted king and queen.
So who's on court?
For the girls, we have Lila DeLong, Danny Gibson, Jaden Glaus, Gracie King, Carly Metcalf, Gabby Seiler, and Jessica Wood. And for the boys, we have Garrett Biesterveld, Connor Davidson, Alex Hagness, Ethan Mack, Troy Pudens, Isaac Sabelko, and Billy Weisenbeck.
Also, the day of the game, what time's the parade at?
2:30. We will start right at 2:30, starting at the high school and ending at Durand Fresh Market.
Talking again with Mrs. Haley Shade with the homecoming, as homecoming coming up here next week with the homecoming game, but there'll be activities starting on Sunday with the 5K. Now, I understand for the day of the football game, there's a Durand class reunion going on?
There is. It's the 55th Durand High School class reunion. It sounds like they're getting together during the day, doing some parade things. I've heard there's possibly a tour of the school, and then they are going to be recognized on the track before the game. So.
Wow, that's awesome. And now, also after the game, I remember when I went to high school, okay, you had homecoming, you had the game, then you had the dance that night. But it's a little bit different now. Of course, when, you know, I was going to high school, of course, we had to, you know, we had the Flintstones cars to get to the school. That's, I mean, that's how old I am. But a little bit different now. The dance will be then the Saturday after the game.
Correct. So the dance is for grades 9 through 12. It's, and yes, the next day following the game at night from 7 to 10 p.m. We have a good DJ, some people to draw caricatures of the kids free of charge to them, various games, and we're going to do some door prizes this year.
Also, too, you know, I forgot to mention this as well. You know, the Powder Puff game is more like Powder Puff Games this year.
Correct. We are involving all of the high school grades. So it'll be a little bit of a tough matchup for some of the classes, I think. We have some athletic kids, and it'll start with the seniors and the freshmen facing off, and the juniors and the sophomores facing off in round one, and then in the championship it is the winners of both. So we have some excited kids for that.
Now, when will those games be held?
That is going to be Friday morning around 10 a.m. at Bauer Built Sports Complex. The public is invited to that as well, family, friends, whoever can make it.
Oh, I love it. Oh, we always just had one big Powder Puff game when I was in high school. I know, Mrs. Shade, with all of these events, it takes a lot of planning and a lot of help, not only from administration.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
And welcome back to Carson Park as a short halftime, which they did not tell me about. So we apologize for having to end Mrs. Shade's interview early. The halftime was shortened due to the weather delay. We have received a report. Jackson Weiss has a shoulder injury and will not return to the game. So Jackson Weiss has a shoulder injury. We do not expect to see him returning to the game. So that is what we have on that. Panthers will get the ball to start here this second half. Again, Regis leading 28-0. Again, instead of our traditional 15 minutes and then a three-minute warm-up, they basically went 5 minutes with a three-minute warm-up. And so Panthers to get the ball, and they'll be going from left to right here to start this third quarter. 7 p.m.
and kick off for homecoming.
All right, so Regis is ready to go. Panthers now coming back out. And let's see, we've got Krolesky back there and Mac, looks like. Yep, Krolesky and Mac back deep.
For the Ramblers to start the second half, Ethan Mac and Miles Krolesky back deep for Durand.
And so we'll get the snap here and... or the kick, rather, and here we go. And Krolesky will take it at the 10 on the near side. To the 15, comes back to the center. Now tries to go upfield. He ain't going anywhere. He'll be taken down at about the 15-yard line. In on the stop number 22 for the Ramblers, and that was Carter Whiteside. So first and 10 for the Panthers, deep in their own territory. And it will be right about the 15. So a couple. So again, we have that injury to Weiss. Now we didn't. We'll see if Hagness comes back out. He had been limping.
First and 10 for the Panthers at their own 15.
In that first half, and I don't see him. I see two wide receivers left and right, but I do not see Hagness. I see Landon Glausen there, and Breidung now waiting for the snap, and handoff is to Sabelko. Straight ahead he goes. And he's right at the 15. No gain. Second down. So looks like we have a couple of injuries for the Panthers here. I did see number 17, Camden Gilbertson, in for the Panthers. So we have Glaus and Krolesky here on the near side lining up as wide receivers. Mac is the wing back on the left of the formation. Breidung hands it off to Sabelko. Sabelko tries to get upfield, can't do it. He's going to be bottled up right at the line of scrimmage. Third and 10 coming up.
Davis Tornillo with the tackle. Gain of one.
So gain of one on the play. So third and 9 now.
Third and 9 for the Panthers at their own 16.
So third and 9 now. Two wide receivers here on the near side in Glaus and Krolesky. Back to passes, Breidung. Breidung looks. And he's got, is that Krolesky? Yes, it is. And that should be enough for a first down on the down and out. Up to about the 29-yard line. So first and 10 for the Panthers.
Brecken Forrester with the tackle.
Clock running down to 10:31 remaining in the third quarter. Again, 28-0 Regis. Gain of about 13 for the Panthers. Well, that's all we needed right there. First and 10. Panthers down to the line.
First and 10 for the Panthers at their own 29.
And two wide receivers on the left, and Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation. Breidung back to pass, quick to Mack. Mack at the 30, and he'll get out to about the 32-yard line. So just a quick... outplay, and number six, that was Forrester for Regis. Gain up to about the 32, we'll call it.
Gain of 3.
And Panthers now up to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung gets the snap, handoff to Sabelko, will go to the right. He crosses the 35, or the 30 rather, and gets close to the 35-yard line. Might just be a touch short. And in on the stop for Regis was right out. One of those getting off at the back, and McCoy as well. Nose to the ball, just touching the 35. Third down and 4. And so... Panthers now come to the line. As two wide receivers on the left of the formation this time. Mack is also a wingback on the left of the formation. Breidung, he's going to quick. Oh, he was going to keep it. Then he threw it, and it's caught. And that should be for a first down. Nice play by the tight end. And that was number 17, Camden Gilbertson. And that'll be enough for a first down at the 40.
Number 17, Mason McCoy with his tackle.
McCoy in on the stop for the Panthers. Clock running down to 9 minutes remaining.
First and 10 for the Panthers at their 40.
So Panthers now to the line. And two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the right. Sabalco in the backfield with Breidung. Breidung waiting for the snap. Good snap. Handoff to Sabalco. He'll go to the right. Cuts upfield. Crosses the 40. Spin move. Crosses the 45 up to the 46.
Davis Corneal and Mason McCoy with the tackle. Gain of 6.
So gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 4. McCoy in on the stop for Regis.
Second and 4 for the Panthers at their own 46.
And Panthers down to the line. As Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right. Kraleski goes into motion. It's going to be jet sweep left. He'll cut back upfield, and he'll get up to about the 48-yard line. And that time he decided not to string it out. Simonson in on the stop for Regis. One of those getting up off the bottom of the pile. And so now to make it a third down and 2. Clock down to 7:40 in the third.
Third and 2 for the Panthers at the run 48.
Single wide receiver left and right. And now this time, nope, we're going to have two wide receivers. Nope, wing back with Mack. He'll be on the left. So single wide receiver left and right. Mack in motion. And a play action. Caught. That's all right. Caught it with the one knee down was Kraleski. But that's enough for a first down. Just want to get the first down. Let's just get first downs here. Keep getting first downs. You end up getting a touchdown. Simple as that. First and 10 for the Panthers from the Regis 47.
Gain of 5, first down.
So Panthers now from the far hash. As two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the right. And Sabalco again in the backfield. Breidung hands it off. Nope, play action to Sabalco. Back to pass, throw caught. And that's going to be caught by the tight end. And that is Gilbertson with the catch. And he has enough for a first down. It's good to see some with Gilbertson getting some action here as a tight end. Getting some touches. The injuries to Weiss and apparently Hagness as well. Down to 6:34. Again, 28-0 Regis. First and 10 from the Rambler 35. Breidung waiting for the snap. And it's going to be handoff to Sabalco. Straight ahead he goes. He'll cross the 35 down to the 34 and stopped right away. And in on the stop there, looked like that was number 80, and that was Ben Baltz with the stop. Take it to Riverside Grill. Join Riverside Grill every day. They always have different daily specials, like that Friday fish fry. Yesterday there was Wednesday wings. Yeah, Riverside Grill, downtown Durant.
Second and 9 for the Panthers at the Rambler.
Second down and 9 now, and Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung will hand it off to Sabalco. Sabalco picks his way, crosses the line of scrimmage, will maybe get a couple of yards. And in on the stop is McCoy. Four down territory, obviously, at this point for the Panthers. Approaching the 5:25 mark here in the third quarter. So third down and 7 now as two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack, the wing back on the left of the formation. Here comes the blitz. Breidung throws, and it's, oh, one-handed catch by Mack. Wow. Holy cow, that was a heck of a catch by Mack. Oh, man, down to the 30. Not enough for the first time, but wow, what a nice catch. So make it 4th and 5. Well, Panthers will obviously go for it. So Panthers to the line from the Rambler 30. as a single wide receiver now left and right. Back to passes, Brida. Here comes the blitz, and a pass intended for Gilbertson, but the blitz was on, and there's just no way. Breidung had no time, so the Panthers turn it over on downs. Thank you to Goodrich Funeral Home, your authorized location for monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Call Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand for more information. Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Sunstrom and Company, your local tax experts. It's time to get ready for end of year tax plan and give Sunstrom a call for an appointment. 672-4425. 672-4425. All right. So first and 10 now for Regis. And it looks like we got shotgun this time. Okay. A little bit different. We have, Rammer throwing it deep. And incomplete on the go route. Pass incomplete, second down and 10. Pass was intended for wideout, but so now Brammer will bring him up to the line, and yep, we're going to go out of that shotgun again. Single wide receiver left and right. Brammer waiting for the snap. Single back in the backfield. Brammer hands it off, and that is number three, and that is Tarbox. Tarbox gets hit right at about the line of scrimmage, and maybe gets a couple of yards. Yep, third and eight coming up. Looks like one of those getting off the bottom of the pile for the Panthers. Biestervelt was one of those getting up off the bottom of the pile. So third down and eight with 4:28 remaining in the half.
Gain of two.
So gain of two now.
Third and eight for the Ramblers at their 32.
And so Brammer now waiting for the snap. Back to pass he goes. It breaks down, rolls to his right, looking. Now he heaves it up across his body, wounded duck. Oh, my word, it's caught. Holy cow. Caught at the 29-yard line.
Cisco
with the reception. So it'll be first and 10 now from the 29. Oh, we get a flag. Uh-oh. I guess it's all coming back. Okay, well, no nice catch, but it's going back the other way. Oh, ineligible receiver downfield. So that's a free fiver for the Panthers. More importantly, though, that big giant play is negated. All right, well, let's try it again. Trips left this time. And a single wide receiver to the right. Here we go. Back to passes. Brammer rolls to his left now. Rolling. He's going to stop. Now he heaves it up, and it's caught. And that's enough for a first down anyway. Up to the 47-yard line, caught by number 87, and that's Griffin Boda.
Miles Kuleski on the
Kuleski with the stop, but it's first down for the Ramblers.
20 on the play, first down.
Needed 15, got 20. And so now Brammer waiting for the snap. Snap now. Uh-oh, bobbles the snap. Back to passes Brammer. Throws it. Whoops, that's just a touch high.
Brammer's pass intended for Carter Cisco.
Cisco was the intended receiver.
Kuleski
in on the coverage, and so second down and 10. Again, 3:54 remaining in the third quarter, 28-0 Regis. So Panthers now come to the, or Regis now comes to the line. Single wide receiver left and right. Brammer now waiting for the snap. A handoff this time. And that is Tarbox. Gets around the corner, crosses the 45. And he'll be darn close to a first down. And it is the first down. So first and 10 for Regis from the Panther 43.
Weisenbeck
in on the stop, and so first and 10 for the Ramblers now. Rahmer waiting for the snap, single wide receiver left and right. Tarbox is the running back. Back to passes, Bromer. He looks. Going deep on the post route. No, incomplete. And pass was intended for number 22. Or check that, Austin Rideout's number 21, the intended receiver. Glaus in on the coverage, and it'll be second down and 10.
Second and 10 for the Ramblers at the Panther
43. So Ramblers come to the line now. Second down and 10 from the Panther 43. Bromer now hands it off, and straight ahead we go. And that is right out, and he just pulls the pile forward. Or check that, Whiteside with the carry. Crosses the 35 down to the 34, and it'll be third down and about one.
Dane Shawls
in on the stop of four. The Panthers, gain of 9 on the play, third down and 1.
Third and 1 for the Ramblers.
Bromer brings the Ramblers up to the line from the shotgun now. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper, and he'll keep it himself up to the 30-yard line, and that will be a first down for Regis. Kroleski in on the stop. First down, Regis. And we have a player down for Regis, so we have an official timeout. So timeout for the player injury, and thank you to Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance downtown Durand, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Also, Ansay & Associates, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. Jerry Bear & Sons, featuring dog and pet food from Nutrisource and Diamond, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at Carson Park. So please thank our sponsors. Looks like it's the cramp here for the player that's down for Regis. And so they're working on that. And up he goes. And, yep, he'll be coming off. Yeah, he's still limping a little bit. But when it really have those cramps of that Charlie horse, yeah, that is no fun. That is definitely no fun. It's like, owie, owie, owie. All right, first and 10 now for Regis from the Panther 29, with 2:39 remaining here in the third quarter. Regis leading 28-0. Out of the shotgun again is Bromer. Single wide receiver left and right. And Tarbox is the back in the backfield. Man comes in motion now. And low snap, back to passes Bromer. He looks, he throws, and it's going to be caught by number 2, and that is Cisco. Cisco on the far side will have enough for the first down. And he'll be out of bounds at about the 13.
Gain of 16 on the play.
Gain of 16, so first and 10 for Regis. Two wide receivers here on the near side now. Bromer out of the shotgun once again. Bromer waiting for the snap, hands it off this time. That is Tarbox gets around the right side, touchdown. Tarbox basically went in, had the blockers out front, touchdown Regis. So it's 34-0 now.
Schroeder in to attempt the extra point. Joey Brommer holding.
So, wait for the extra point. And here's the ball down. Kick is on the way. And the kick is good. And we get a flag.
Penalty flag on the play. Holding. Offense.
So, it's a holding of the offense. And so, they'll move it back 10. It's a free 10 spot for the Panthers. The extra point, no good. So they're going to, now this is going to be a 30-yard extra point attempt. Wow. All right.
30 yards.
All right, here we go. Snap, ball down, kick is on the way. Wow, did he make it? He did. Holy cow, 30-yard extra point to make it 35-0 Regis with 2:13 remaining here in the third quarter. And thank you again to our high school sports sponsors, including Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Also, Bauer Bill Tire and Service. Let Bauer Bill take care of all of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call at 672-8300 or find them online at bauerbilt.com. The Cottage from Floral Arrangements, including homecoming floral arrangements that have just arrived at the Cottage. To other gifts, visit the